In this demo, you'll demonstrate how you can use a physical device, like a Raspberry Pi 3, to send IoT messages to IoT Hub. Now, before starting, you can either use a Raspberry Pi and connect the HDMI output to a projector and connect a keyboard and mouse. Another solution is to use VNC, so you can enable VNC and basically remote desktop to your Raspberry Pi. So here I have VNC running, and this is a screen of my Raspberry Pi, and I'm running Windows here. So you may want to launch a browser connected to the Azure portal. You may also find a way to get the JavaScript code to your Raspberry Pi. An easy way is by email. So basically, you can email yourself the code, and from a browser, you can copy and save locally that piece of code. So that's one way to do it. Okay, first thing first, let's create. Let me switch back to the Windows portal. It'll be a little bit faster. So let's click on the Add Device button here at the bottom of the screen. And we'll use a custom device. So click here on Add New. Let's define our own ID. So let's say Raspberry Pi 001. Let's click on Create. Perfect. So our device has been created. So now let me switch back to VNC. And what I need is to retrieve the device ID and the connection string for that device. So let me select my resource group for this demo. Hello, Remote 6. So let's select IoT Hub. And we'll click here on the Devices button. There it is, Raspberry Pi 001. So let me copy the device ID. Okay, and with a text editor open to our JavaScript code, paste the device ID in this line. And next, let's copy the connection string. Okay, and let's paste it right here to set the connection string variable. So if you've done the Linux demo, well, basically it's the same code. If you have not done it, well, let's take a look at what this Node.js code does. First, it references two modules. The first one is Azure-IoT-Device, and the second one is Azure-IoT-Device-AMQP, which is the protocol that will be used to send in the message. We're setting our connection string, our device ID, and what we're doing here is creating a client object from the connection string. And this little function, which will generate a random number. What's interesting is we're generating random temperature, external temperature and humidity, and sending that information using the send event as JSON, basically. And we're doing that in a loop every second, basically. So that's about it. So let me save this, right? Let me switch to the terminal and let's type node my device.js. And there it is. Temperature is being, data is being sent to IoT Hub. So let's switch to, now make sure that your device is enabled. And let's go back here to the dashboard. Yeah, right now it's showing in the dropdown. And we have data. So this concludes this demo.